MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider. Andy Carbone is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. We're yet another week closer to the start of spring training, supposedly.
You got it. Days are getting longer. We're on the other side of winter. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're still in winter. But, man, you're right. It's getting closer. And, again, we begin this week with a famous Red Sox current player, Chris Sale. What do you have for us on Chris?
Well, the Red Sox are saying that they're going to ease Chris Sale back into action this season after having Tommy John surgery last month. The plan is for Sale to possibly come back at some point in July, but as they're going to ease him in, that could end up being in August. When he does come back, who knows how often he'll pitch, so we'll have to see how that plays out. I mean, he still has four more years left on his contract, so I think they're thinking long-term for Chris Sale and not overly concerned about what's going to happen in 2021.
Yeah, sounds like 2021 is going to look a lot like 2020.
Absolutely, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, what do we have for other Red Sox player news, Andy?
Well, the Sox have avoided salary arbitration with third baseman Rafael Devers. They signed him to a one-year $4.5 million contract. And the Red Sox have re-signed free agent pitcher Martin Perez to a one-year $5 million contract, the club option, for 2022. So you can put Perez back in the Red Sox rotation for the upcoming season.
And I know in the last month you have mentioned names that no one has heard of, even the highest intelligent Red Sox fans have barely heard of some of these names. But you have a few more today, do you?
Oh, of course. We're always going to do that for you, Bill. Red Sox have made a couple international free agent signings. 16-year-old outfielder Miguel Blais from the Dominican Republic, also from the Dominican. 15-year-old shortstop Luis Ravello. So you can plan ahead for probably a good 7-8 years down the road. You may see some of these two guys on the Red Sox roster, but they could be just a blip in history as well.
God, 16 signed by the Red Sox. I mean, I just barely had my driver's license, I think, at 16, you know?
Man, absolutely. Good for them.
Exactly. All right, Andy, what else do you have for us?
Well, the Red Sox have traded yet another big name. Well, not really. Minor league infielder C.J. Chatham, their second-round pick back in 2016 under Dave Dombrowski to the Phillies for a player to be named later. Dombrowski is now the president of baseball operations for the Phillies. This opens a spot on the Red Sox 40-man roster to possibly add another free agent. Mm-hmm. And the list of free agent relief pitchers that the Red Sox are currently interested in is growing, as Jeremy Jeffress has been added to that list to go along with Alex Colomé, Brad Hand, Joaquin Soria, Sean Doolittle, and Ken Giles. So we'll have to see if any moves are going to be made going forward, but some other names being thrown around that could end up in the Red Sox bullpen.
And what's the latest on Dustin Pedroia?
Well, according to Peter Abrahams of the Boston Globe, Pedroia is not planning another comeback in 2021. Well, Pedroia won't officially retire because he'll have to forfeit the $12 million remaining on his contract. Sox and Pedroia working out some type of an agreement that may be announced by the end of the month. Pedroia is still taking up a spot on that 40-man roster, so if Pedroia slides off that roster, again, another name could be added in free agency by the Red Sox. We'll have to see if that all plays out. So, Pedroia's days look like they're officially done.
So the fact, I'm just thinking now, I haven't even thought of that, Andy. That's how out of it I might be. But so Pedroia, by not retiring, clearly, he's still pulling down a paycheck then, right?
He certainly is. So he'd have to work. The Red Sox have to work out some kind of agreement. So maybe instead of getting the $12 million, maybe they give him half of that money and let him just kind of go off into the sunset. But obviously, he'll be getting some financial situation to kind of step aside.
Okay. All right, Andy. Let's. What other Red Sox news do you have for us this week?
Well, the Globe's Alex Speer says that despite all the trade talks involving Andrew Benintendi over the last week or so, there's a solid chance he won't be moved, and you'll see him in spring training down to Fort Myers a month from now. Fenway Park is going to be the state's second mass COVID-19 vaccination site that will start on February 1st. And, of course, Bill, I know you love this segment the most. The Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus. This week it's the best of Jason Veritek. First pitch this afternoon at 3. Today's the game from May 11th of 2005 where Veritek hits a two-run walk-off home run to beat the A's 6-5.
There we go. NESN Classics. It's always a happy day for us if we watch those, yeah.
Yeah, if every day could be a Red Sox classic, everyone would be in a much better mood.
Exactly. Yeah, we need more of those. All right, around Major League Baseball, what do you have for us this week, Andy, as far as notes from all around MLB.
Well, former Red Sox and Cubs executive Theo Epstein joining Major League Baseball's front office as a consultant regarding on-field matters. One of the first things that Epstein wants to look at, of course, is pace of play, getting the overall times of games reduced. So we'll have to see how that all plays out going forward. The Mets have fired their newly hired general manager. This only lasted about a month. Jared Porter admitted to sending lewd photos to a female reporter back in 2016 when he worked for the Cubs under Theo Epstein. Porter was originally hired by Theo when he worked for the Red Sox. So there's some Red Sox ties to that situation. So the Mets have another mess on their hands that had to be cleaned up immediately. So now they're looking for a new general manager. I'll have to see how that all plays out. But another crazy story coming out of Major League Baseball.
That's yeah, and out of New York. You're absolutely, you can't make this stuff up. What's up with the Mets anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mets always seem to have these issues. The Yankees don't, but the Mets do.
Yeah, and a new owner. Everyone was so optimistic down there. I mean, the whatever Mets fans there are, and I know there are some, but.
Definitely. You know, they've made a couple of free agent signings in the offseason. Everything was, headed in the right direction, and then this roadblock comes in the way. So we'll see how they recover from that.
You got it. Well, you also have the Yankees in the news, too. What do you have there, Andy?
Yes, we'll stay down in Manhattan where the Yankees have signed second baseman DJ LeMahieu to a 6-year, $90 million contract. LeMahieu won the American League batting title in 2020, hitting .364. And the Yankees have also signed two-time Cy Young Award winner pitcher Corey Kluber of Winchester to a 1-year, $11 million contract.
Mm-hmm. And there are other signings, too?
Yes, there are. It's that time of the year. Things are heating up a bit. Blue Jays have signed outfielder George Springer to a 6-year, $150 million contract. And the Nationals have signed former Red Sox starter John Lester to a 1-year, $5 million contract. This one kind of stuck out a little bit to me because Lester signs the 1-year, $5 million contract, same contract the Red Sox just gave to Martin Perez the other day. To me, I still think Lester's a better pitcher than Perez. I'd rather see Lester on the mound at Fenway. I'm sure a lot of the local nine fans and the pink hats would say the same. So I think that would create a little bit of buzz around Fenway because certainly there is no buzz or pulse coming out of Fenway Park right now. So I'm not too sure what that was all about. But, he goes to the Nationals and wish him luck.
Yeah, I gotcha. I hear you on that one. Yeah. I'd love to just pitch 1 year in the major leagues and at least get $5 million bucks for it, you know?
Man, then call it a day.
Exactly. Whatever. Retire. Well, I know we have some more sad news from baseball, Andy, with the passing of Don Sutton yesterday.
Yeah, this is really getting out of control when it comes to Hall of Famers. Don Sutton passing away Monday night at the age of 75 after a battle with cancer. Sutton won 324 games during his 23-year career playing for the Dodgers, Astros, Brewers, and Angels. After retiring, Sutton was an announcer for the Braves for 28 years. And with the passing of Tommy Lasorda earlier this month, Willie Mays, now the oldest living Hall of Famer, he'll turn 90 in May.
Wow, unbelievable. All right. All right, Andy, wrap us up here. What else do you have for us?
Well, New York Yankees legend and Hall of Famer Yogi Berra is going to be immortalized on a U.S. postage stamp. The stamp shows the 10-time World Series champion catcher in his gear with his Yankee hat and iconic white pinstripe jersey. So head out to your local post office when those come out and then grab some.
Well, maybe they're only worth like 6 cents back what the stamp would cost back when Yogi played.
That would be great.
Well, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and there's so many of those. Those are what a fantastic, you know, we talked about personalities. Yeah, we had talked about Lasorda the last couple of weeks and so on and this week as well. But obviously Yogi as well, a giant personality from the game of baseball.
Absolutely.
All right, Andy, what else? What should we be looking for with the Sox this week or the next couple of weeks? Anything?
You know something? I don't think you're going to see much even still in the next few weeks. I really think they're going to kind of wait till spring training even gets a little closer, try to find maybe some bargains out there, players that get a little antsy and want to sign, and maybe they feel they can get a diamond in the rough. Hmm. They still have moves to make. There's no question about it. But obviously the big moves, you won't be seeing any of them. You'll probably see them add maybe another outfielder, couple guys for the bullpen, maybe a starting pitcher, but they won't be your household names. But again, this is a rebuilding scene for the Red Sox and something we're not used to around here, so it's going to take some patience, that's for sure.
The only moves we'll see is the moving van heading down to spring training, I think.
Yeah, that'll be a big day coming up soon enough, and we'll report on it. Don't you worry.
I know we will. All right, there he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.